que ens ocupen de gendo lo borrica la zanda la bucueca azu garaba raba yuzata la batico rabuica tanduza la baie zoca la baie
Let us all speak to Jesus in tongues or otherwise, but let's remember Jesus in the
us from all sin, even the sin of unbelief. I was saved in 1910, and I was wonderfully saved, gloriously saved. I met Jesus. I really met him, and he came into my heart, and I was just walking on air, as it were, for many days, and then I lost that kind of joy that I had, and then I began to doubt, and I began to doubt, and for 3 years I was going in darkness, because I had no more enjoyment in the world. I didn't want the world. The world had lost all its interest to me. And I had no joy in the world, no love, no joy in God, no joy in the Lord, because of unbelief. And you know, that just came as our sister was speaking this morning. When we get a little we don't feel like we should praise the Lord, but then we don't do it or something like that. And I had that unbelief come into my heart. So much so that it became really possession. I sit in meetings in the Pentecostal church and I'd cry and cry. I couldn't sing because I said I would never be a hypocrite. I couldn't sing from my heart. And so for almost three years, I was in that condition, and I was just in my teens, my later teens. But you know, I wanted God more than life itself. And so the Lord, I just sought the Lord and sought the Lord, and so he came to me. One day, Monday night after prayer meeting, this was in the city of Oslo in 1913, 40 years ago. And it's wonderful how the Lord can speak to people. This was an elderly lady came over to me and she asked me if I was happy in the Lord. I said no. I wasn't happy in the Lord. I wanted the Lord. I sought the Lord and sought the Lord. I had done all I could to find that joy that I had lost by my by unbelief, by not believing, by going by feeling. You know, feelings are terribly treacherous. You know, we've got to go by the Word of God, but I didn't understand better. I didn't know any better. I thought, well, surely I've lost my salvation. I thought I lost Jesus because I didn't have that joy. Well, anyway, this little lady came over to me. That was the first time that ever happened in that big city of Oslo, in the big Pentecostal church there. But the Lord guided her, and so, well, anyway, the next thing we got Pastor Barrett, and he prayed for me. And the Lord delivered me. Hallelujah. And I felt the power of the blood of Jesus. I could feel it in my soul. Just like finest rain. And oh, glory to God. Oh, wonderful Jesus. You know that Jesus sees us. He knows us by our name. Not by numbers, but by our name. And so he knew that I was seeking him. I was hungry for him, for just Jesus. And so he came to me and he delivered me and set me free. And this unbelief was Gone was cast out in the name of Jesus. The power of the blood, the power of the blood is great, even over unbelief. You know, there's no sin that can keep us out of heaven but unbelief. That's the only sin that can keep anyone out of heaven, that is unbelief. Because if you don't believe what Jesus said, so how can we get in there? If you don't believe, and so I wasn't believing, although I wanted God, but I couldn't believe, But oh, I'm so thankful. I obeyed the word of the Lord. He gave me a word to do, and I did it, and the word of God loosed me. The devil lost his grip. Oh, praise God. He's a wonderful Savior. He's a marvelous Savior. Hallelujah. Although this is many years ago, and I was young, but you know Jesus loves teenagers. He loves young people. I like all these young people here. I think it's wonderful to see all these young people here. Oh, glory to God. The Lord loves you. The Lord loves you. He loves those old people too. But hallelujah, it's wonderful how the Lord loves the young people. And so you give yourself to the Lord. Oh, for all you have, as we have been singing, like everything, let everything go, and Jesus will be all in all. Hallelujah. To you. He has been to me. Glory to God. I haven't probably done all I should for him. I probably haven't been so faithful, but I know he has been, and I have never had any desire to go out in the world. What has the world got to give for young people? Hasn't got nothing. But Jesus has a joy unspeakable and full of glory. So this being my anniversary, this is the third time I've been at Pilgrim Camp, September 1, because that's the day when the Lord delivered me from this unbelief. And that's the day that the Lord gave me this joy in my heart, and the devil never could tell me that I wasn't saved after that time. After that time, that was gone. I knew I was saved. I knew I belonged to Jesus. Praise and that God. Was my trouble. I was seeking my baptism, but instead, by getting a baptism, I just lost all the hope of being saved. I got in that terrible unbelief. Don't you, anyone, you do that. Don't you disbelieve God. What God said is true whether you feel like it or not. Yeah. Oh, if we could only believe God's word instead of our feelings. Our feelings will lie. Our feelings are up and down according to the way things are around about us. But the word of God is true and steadfast. Praise the Lord. It will stand, but heaven and earth will pass away. By the word of God is eternal, as God is eternal. And so I'm thankful that I can celebrate again the 1st of September at Pilgrim Camp. You know, the Lord has been good. I think the Lord kind of likes anniversaries. You know, this was really not my spiritual birthday, but it was a day when the Holy Spirit came in and I was baptized in the Spirit. I was saved 3 years before, as I said. But you know, I remember a few, in 1938, I was in the very place in Oslo where I received my baptism. I thought that was wonderful because I had been in this country for 10 years. And so the Lord seemed to lead me there right for that time too. And I always like to testify on that day. Glory to God. Maybe you think I'm silly, but it is wonderful too. Because it was if you had seen a young girl like I was, I had no joy in the world. I didn't want the world. It was gone from me. And I had no joy in God. Why, I was in a terrible state. It was really awful. I've met people like that. And I know God can deliver them. We have to believe the Lord or trust the Lord and know that He is powerful. He has all power in heaven and earth, but He must be willing. And I wanted Him to deliver me, and so He did. And so I want to thank Him. Thank Him for the privilege of being here at Camp 2. It's very wonderful. It's wonderful. It's glorious. Oh, praise the Lord. May our Lord bless all you young people. Go out and out for the Lord, and you'll never be sorry.
Ever since my Savior came, all sin has lost its thrill. And sin no more is sinking where the sin on the gospel ship.
God implanted, the spirit which God implanted in man turns toward envious desires. That is immediately followed by, and yet the grace He gives is stronger. Back in Corinthians, there's a verse that talks about the lovership with Jesus Christ that we talked with before. He that is joined to the Lord is one with Him in spirit. The absolute closest of relationships, that of being one with God in spirit, is what God has with our spirits if we are His.
Amen.
So this lovership with Jesus Christ that was talked about before is not a figure of speech, but it's something very real. And if you could measure relationships, you could measure this, because it is very real. In Him, our spirits are one with Him in the most real of loverships.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.